This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. I can tell you now, has this year not flown? I mean, I cannot believe that the end of March already. And goodness, but we are still coming up with the most incredible testimonies of how God is working in everyone's lives. And I have got a super special guest today in the studio with me. His name is Ati. We call him Ati, but his name is actually Willem Adrian Samuels. And he used to be, he was at one stage in prison. And he has got a remarkable testimony of where God cleared even his name. And he has got such an incredible journey that he's walked from being in prison, and now he does evangelistic work through different programs, and he serves in the communities, and he works with prisoners, and he works with World Needs a Father as well, and understanding and coping with anger, which he actually facilitated and wrote part of this incredible manual. I've just actually done this course myself because I also am a community operator. And it's just, I've just learned so much from him. I just wish I could take him and put him in my pocket, because he is just seasoned in the word and he is absolutely remarkable. He has made so much impact in the prisons and in the schools, and he is currently working with Reach and Rock. They're an incredible organization that goes into the schools and facilitates different programs for changing the nation. And I am so proud of them. They are just doing the most amazing work. And at the end of the day, he is going to share his amazing testimony. He's going to go into right from where he was a young man to where he is today. So please stay tuned with us. He has got such an amazing testimony. So we will first take a music break, and we'll be right back straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Good afternoon. If you've only joined us now, you are going to be absolutely encouraged by my amazing guest in the studio this afternoon. And his name is Ati. We know him as Ati, but he has got such an incredible testimony. He's Willem Adrian Samuels, who was in prison at one stage in his life, but today God cleared even his name, and he has got, and he does the most incredible evangelistic work in the communities and in prisons and in schools. So Ati, come and tell us your beautiful story. I know it didn't start off well as a young man, but I think it's important for us to know that our destiny is not defined by our past. And you are an absolute perfect example of that.
Hi, greetings, Renette, and what a privilege to be with you again. Greetings also to our listeners, and also to those who will listen to the podcast afterwards. I really thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity to be with you and share with you. And I pray that it will be a blessing to all your hearts. As I begin, I would love to share you a portion of scripture just shortly before we dug deep into it. And it's going to read for you from 1 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 12 till 16. And I'm reading from the New English Version. And it's like, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, Paul speaking, who has given me the strength that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor, and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. That is the heart of God.
Amen. Ooh,
grace,
I'm getting tears now.
Mercy, abundant love. Yo, I can preach a whole day on that scripture, but let's keep it there.
Oh, it is powerful.
I really am amazed if I think back what the Lord has done in my life. And if you are a listener, I don't know your situation. Maybe you heard about prisoners. Maybe you love to visit prisons. Or maybe, just maybe, you are just sitting in prison today, listening to us. And the Lord can do the same miracles that he did in my life. He is able to do it for you. Maybe you are not in a physical prison today, but you are trapped and you are in a cage of your own emotions and destiny where you find yourself. God is able. The things that are impossible for men is possible for God. As I think back, I can remember so far when people ask me, till when can you remember? I can go back very far, even till 2 years old. Yeah, I can remember a net about how I was
very
sitting
intelligent
on my...
all your reading and everything.
I can remember how I was sitting on my grandpa's lap. I remember the beautiful time there on the farm, Newoudtville. The flower place where
beautiful. People
come from all around the world to see the flowers. I grew up there. And it's
precious.
From there my love today for nature and stuff. But things happened to me that blinded me. I forgot about the beauty of flowers, the beauty of animals, even just the beauty of the sky. There can come a time that you don't even think about it. But believe me, there will come a time in your life that God will remind you of that again. You can walk a distance, but at the right time, he will catch up with you, like with me. So as a boy, I grew up with my grandma and my grandpa there on the farm, had some nice time. My father left even before my birth. So my mother came to Cape Town to work so that she can buy me all the nice things that I have. And living there with grandma and grandpa was from the greatest memory from my childhood days. But then mama got married again. And this was actually a good man. But to tell you straight, he was not a daddy.
He could provide
for us, and he could be there in the house for all we need. But he was not the guy that will go and see how I'm playing ball or taking my hand to school. Maybe, it's just maybe, I never had the opportunity to ask him. Maybe he didn't have the father.
Either, so he didn't know how.
So he didn't know how. So it makes me a lot easier not to blame today, because even now when I'm speaking to you, don't think I'm blaming the past, because I just want to show you the structure and what can happen for us who have children today, who have grandchildren today. We can see now how our country look like, especially the Western Cape. Yeah, it's a madhouse. I'm coming to schools. Those teachers cannot even keep the children silent because of the mess that we are in now. But stay with Atman, that young, beautiful boy. growing up there on another farm in another beautiful place of Stellenbosch.
Mm-hmm.
But because my stepdad, although he was a good man, working hard to provide for us, his only manner of discipline was hiding, giving us a hiding. And sometimes it got so terrible that he even undressed me and my sister. We had to stood naked while he was hiding us. Oh, it was.
That
sometimes I'm getting so emotional. I have a small picture where I am sitting with him, and he is like the lovely father there. And I even called that
dark secret.
Yeah, I even called that photo. I have a name now, Renette.
Tell me.
Romans 8 verse 28 saying that we know in all things God works for the good, mm-hmm, for those who love him and has been called for his purpose.
Oh, you're precious.
That is my photo's name.
Oh, gosh.
I always take it in my Bible, but not in this English Bible, in my Afrikaans Bible that I'm carrying along all the time. So next thing happened, I was also bullied at school. In the afternoon, the guys, they were so terrible. And my mother gave me maybe a last money to buy bread after school. You know what they did, Renette? They took the bread and they took out the inner parts and just give me the corsi, as we call it.
Yes.
So you can imagine me arriving with this damaged bread at home. It is another
hiding coming.
Another hiding. I remember one day when I was doing very well at school. I was actually very good academically.
Yes.
So I did very well. Only A's in my report.
Fantastic.
I came home and got a hiding. Just because the teacher wrote there where she had to put her
comment.
A report. She said that I did well, but I must stop laugh and playing. So you can imagine for a boy of 7 years, it's natural to laugh and play. But for that, I got a hiding.
And there nothing was, for the good points.
No, not just. I can think about other children today. If you are doing well, maybe they can ask for a phone. They take them out to the waterfront or to the movies.
Yes, celebrate them, yeah.
But it was never celebrated. And it made me hard, it made me bitter. And even as small as that, I started to become violent.
Mm-hmm.
At primary school, after that, I was like every day in the principal's office because of misbehavior.
Mm.
And those guys who was bullying me in the afternoon, I thought it best to buy myself a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Later, I bought two.
Because that's what's happening in the schools today.
This is what's happening, exactly. That's why I'm taking you through it. So many of us, we don't understand. You just see this guy sitting on the corner, smoking pipe, tuck, or whatever he's doing, being part of the gangs. But what happened? Why he is there? Maybe something happened. The trauma in your life. And as I can think for my own. Yeah. So listen what happened now. After this trouble at home, trouble at school, bullied after school, bitter heart as a young boy, buying a knife now, what's going to happen? Disaster is coming.
Just taking action.
It's like a bomb just ready to explode.
Sure.
So one day we went, me and my girlfriend. Oh, it was a nice soccer game. I even scored 4 goals there. Going to the shop, wanted to buy a chocolate and so on. And the man there, I cannot even forget it. His right arm was off So he had an iron hook on that.
Wow.
That man took me and he thrown me out of the shop with that iron hook. You know, at that stage, I never was stealing, never was doing. Although I got violent, I never did those funny things. But when I walk away, I said in my mind, you will see what's going to happen to you. And we as young boys, we went back and we planned how to rob his place. And we did it perfectly. And that is where I started this habit of stealing, robbing, becoming more violent. And yeah, Renette, it was not long. Because of my behavior, my own choices, as I said, I cannot blame everything upon apartheid, upon my parents and everything. It was my own choices. First, my girlfriend got pregnant. I had to drop out of school looking for a work. I went to the Defense Force. Even there, I did very well. I was one of the first 30 coloreds after the time of apartheid. Going,
so in the background, you were always a winner. But your behavior and your damage kept on sabotaging it.
Every time. So I was even selected to go to head office in Pretoria, military intelligence, where I got more training. And they've seen long before that I will become an officer there. But for my first holiday coming back, we killed someone in Stellenbosch. And here is this young boy with this big talent standing in front of the court for murder.
I'm going to take a break on that one. I want you to tell us that next phase, because we cannot lose the momentum on that. Because I think what happens in this next section of your life is vital. So, it's very encouraging to hear what actually happens, but the journey you took. So we're going to take a music break now, and please stay tuned. This is such a captivating testimony. You'll be so encouraged with what Ati has done with his life while he was in prison, and who he became in prison, and who he is today. You have to stay tuned. So we will quickly take a music break, and I cannot wait to chat to him straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for staying with me on my program this afternoon on Rise, 7 to 9 a.m. We really want to encourage you to download our app, and it's an opportunity for you to listen to us very clearly, but we have got so many changes coming up, but we'll soon let you know. But we have got an incredible guest in the studio this morning, this afternoon, and he has just finished up a part of his testimony where he had just, this highly talented young man, a winner in all fields, and yet out of his brokenness and defaulted childhood, went and made very bad personal decisions. But God. So he's going to share with us what actually happened as he was in the Air Force. Was in the Air Force, huh?
No, in the military intelligence.
In military intelligence. So, Ati, just go, take it up from there.
Yes. Sometimes we think about and telling our stories, and we miss and we forget the good things that happen. The what ifs in your life if you made the right choices. That was 1990. I went back in 2006, 2007, 2008, I went back to Pretoria and I met up with some of my friends who was with me at that time in 2019. And I was like, yo, I could have kicked myself.
That you connected with them again?
They invited me in Pretoria to an army breakfast. And all of them were officers. mayors or colonels.
Sure.
Me at that time was in and out of the prison. But the Lord always, and he promised that he will give you the desires of your heart. And in that scripture that we was reading, the word grace, mercy, and all these things come up so much. And really, his grace saved me again. Even in that case of murder, there in Stellenbosch.
Yes, what happened with that? What happened from that situation?
You know what happened there is...
You know, how did you land up in maybe a position like that?
Not maybe. That was also the hand of God. Because in that time, you could have get the death sentence.
I remember that.
It was the death sentence was in. But the day of the hearing, our lawyer came to us and said, you know what? The state want to make an agreement with us. They wanted us to plead guilty on culpable homicide. And then they withdraw the charges of murder and robbery.
Okay.
And at that time, it was like we didn't go to prison. Not one of us. We were six. We were three soldiers and other three young boys. They were still underage. So none of us went to prison at that time.
Sure.
God's grace and mercy for me as a sinner. After 2 weeks, I got a nice job at INJ on the fishing boats. Started working there. Not even 2 or 3 months, I was an operator, cutting the fish as you find it in the boxes in the shop. Hake fillets.
Yes, I was working at machines, doing that for many years.
And not long after that, I became a supervisor. So actually, I was doing well on the one side, but my habits didn't
never
change.
Never change.
And at that time, tasting a little bit of the things of the prison also while I was inside during that case. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff happening. One thing that happened that traumatized me even more and made me more bitter is that one of my friends traveling from Stellenbosch to Paulsmoor prison at that time, we think we were 17 years old in that case of the murdering case. And the very first night, he was brutally raped. In the showers, and he's
never came right.
He never came right again. He was pushed into something that could have happened to me, but the Lord was with me from the beginning. Yeah. From those people, I think we were 1, 2, 3. We were six. One of them, I don't want to call names, but he became one of the high flyers. All of them passed on. But here am I today
to testify
just because of the mercy and grace of our leader, Lord Jesus Christ. It could have happened to me. All of them. Only this one that was raped
survived.
He became like gay and he never changed. He lived with a man under the bridge there in Stellenbosch and he passed on because of HIV and AIDS.
Terrible.
The others all were killed by the gun.
And God saved you.
God saved me.
Incredible.
I should have been gone long time ago. If you can see this mark here, one of my own friends, he stabbed me with a screwdriver in my neck. I was
so you were just violent. Everybody
was
violent
very
in your
all of us just violent. The other time they stabbed me in my heart.
And you survived.
7 millimeters in the aorta.
And you survived.
Here am I today to testify about the grace and the power of God. So many things happened, but the Lord even saved me in prison. The first thing that happened, very strangely, someone gave me a Bible. Someone gave me a Bible, and I took that Bible with me. And people will maybe laugh and thinking I'm making jokes. But if the Bible says in Psalm 91 verse 11, "For he shall give his angels charge over you," it is the truth. As a young man, Paul's more maximum. It is not your mother's house.
No, that I can.
It was overcrowded. If they put two single beds together, 6 people can lie on that.
My
three
goodness.
With their feet down and the other three up.
Wow.
But the Lord have 2 angels for me, 2 Japanese guys. Those 2 guys, they protect me like I don't even know their names. I don't know. I just call them angels. Normally, they grab your food.
All the meat
and all the nice stuff, they take it. But these 2 guys, one sleeping on this side, the other one on this side, we are only 3 on that bed, are supposed to sleep 6. They go and fetch my food. So nobody takes it.
And everybody afraid of the Japanese?
Yeah, they make like a ratty, what, and then they just leave them alone. In the beginning, this whole thing sound for me very stupid and simple. But afterwards, when I accepted the Lord, I understood.
You knew they were positioned there for
they
you.
They were there to protect me.
Wow.
And in many things, I can really talk hours about
what we did
in prison.
I want you to share that as well.
After the Lord rescued me.
Yes, that is where the good part is. We're going to take a quick music break because this is just, I mean, I just can listen to Aji with all his stories that are so intense and so captivating. But let us just catch up with him straight after this. We're going to take a quick music break and we'll see you shortly. Good afternoon, family and friends. Thank you for being with us on my program called Rise this afternoon. And I have such a privilege of having Ati Samuels in the studio with me. And he has worked a very dark journey in life into the light. He is such a shining light for the Lord, and he is so well equipped, and he is so well read and so driven to change the nation. And he goes back into where he came from, and he does such an amazing job. But Ati, you have been a very pivotal part of doing a course of anger. So I want to know why the anger. What is that that is made you feel that you people need to facilitate anger in the schools that you will go to and into the prisons that you work with? What has this course actually done?
As you said, you did that course now,
yes.
So you will mostly understand now. For me as a young boy at that stage, there was not these opportunities. No one ever came to the school talking about bullying or whatever. No. Today we are doing it at schools. People going. But my desire was always, after coming out of prison, and where the Lord really did a miracle in my life, how I learned how to forgive. Firstly, starting with my father and all the things that happened to me, and I got healed. So why can't we let the boys learn forgiveness while they are still at primary school? Why do we wait when we find him
damaged
in prison?
Adults, that's it.
He's then already 15 years 50 years or older maybe. Now you need to learn him. Listen, brother, come, let's talk about emotions. Do you understand emotions? But that is the root cause of the anger. Because they never had opportunity to express their emotions, their feelings. Mama, how? I never asked them, how are you feeling? Why is this? Why is that? Instead, it was a hiding. And then you go in shy, doing your things around the corner as a young child. So the cause about the anger, many people now, when they listen and you tell them, listen, we have a course about anger management, they will tell you, no man, I don't have anger issues.
Until you do the course.
Yes.
Let me know.
But over and over, people come to me and they come with marriage problems. Even some of them, mostly because I'm also...
I know, because you do a lot of marriage counseling as well.
Yeah, actually because I'm a mediator.
Yes, that's what you are, a mediator.
Yeah, it will also sound strange for the listeners, for a bandit becoming
a mediator.
A mediator. But wow, the Lord was just amazing in setting up, for me, meeting the right people, the right programs, and lifelong connections. Even whilst I was in prison. Did I tell you about the farm that I bought there?
Yes.
I met someone from England inside of prison. And he bought a farm, especially for guys who want to change their lives.
Wow.
And I had opportunity, thanks God, to spend for 6 months. On that farm.
On that farm.
And that really shaped me.
And it gave you a gap to...
Before going home.
Before you're going home. Just that transition.
And
hey?
That is what's needed.
That's what's needed.
Many of the guys been in prison for several years.
Lost contact with life.
Lost contact... The family and the people outside, they still remember that guy who went to prison maybe 15 or 20 years ago. They don't understand that this man has changed. And this man coming out, he won't know how to handle it. That's why these courses. And I'm so grateful for the Lord, actually. Whilst I was still in prison, I did a similar course like this. But they call it the renewal of the mind. And my life changed completely in that program. But the one that we're doing today have more tools.
Yes, and it's more aggressive, untargeted for a specific behavior pattern.
And it worked very nicely with some of the most violent criminals inside of prison. You would be maybe laugh when you see how Eileen is nearly 70 years old. This white lady going with me inside the prisons with those hardened criminals, and they can soften within 4 days. You can see the change.
Oh, beautiful. But that is the anointing of the Lord, and on the anointing on your people's calling. And the fact that, what I love, the fact that you mentioned that, Eileen, this is the organization that he works for, Dr. Eileen Riechenstein. She is the founder of the organization, where they can learn, where everybody can get accredited courses through them, but then they can go and operate in the field that they want to become an expertise on. And what happened with Ati here is that he mentioned her age, which is important, because which means we're never going to be redundant. You know, I'm in my 60s and she's in her 70s, and she can still count. She can still count in the changing of the nation. So, Ati, I'm so pleased that you mentioned age in this story, because we often think, okay, I'm retired. I mean, there was, we had a lady in our group, and she's retired, and she's said, no, I need to do this course. I've got lots to offer in my community. So I just want your family to be encouraged by Ati's story here, because I'm going to have my next program with him now for the following week is going to be on the what the content of the program is. So I would like you to remember that he's going to be on my program next week, because this is very important that we can still be game changers for these young men and young girls. It's for anybody that can have a change. So Ati, just tell me a little bit about the course.
Yes, we have 8 modules in this anger management course. And we are doing it, if you're just doing the basic course, we do it in 3 days, where we work through model one is, what is anger? So we touch a little bit on the things that makes you angry. Like emotions, how you deal with your emotions,
and how do you express
what
it?
Makes you angry. Then we go into habits. Like you've heard, what happened when that man with the arm grabbed me?
Yes.
I decided something in my mind. And we did it. And after we did it, it became a habit.
Yes. Just took you, your action just took you into your direction.
Yes. Trauma. We go digging into trauma. And we if you go to trauma, behind every trauma, there's a lie. And we address it, and you can really. So what we do in this course, Renette, is we don't come and solve your problems. We just give you the tools.
To help yourself.
Yes. And you don't need to come and tell all your private stories. No, we give you a book. You make your drawings. Did you ever see last week in the course if I came and look into your book? It's not my business. It is your own business. Then the concept of mind, body, and spirit. Cohesion. The most important thing in life, forgiveness. Then the change of attitude and acceptance. That is all part of. So we can take you in the basic course. We take you in 3 days through it. When we're going to be a facilitator, you can. Another 2 days, one for music and the other day
arts.
For art, because
I'm
we are using music and art as a therapeutic
tool.
And it works very well, especially in the prisons, in the rehabs, and now in the program. We also changed the program that it can be done with children in primary school. And I'm very
praise
excited for
Lord.
That.
Praise the Lord. So what we're going to do is now, I want you guys to listen. I'm having Ati on next week to really cover these topics, because in these topics, because I feel that we need some education, and sometimes we don't realize all the aspects of behavior patterns that we adopt. So he's going to share with us in our next program. So please join us next week. Ati, thank you for giving us a little sneak preview of what next week is going to look like. And I need to tell you, I'm going to be very blunt, but I did the course and I learned a lot about the good, bad, and the ugly of myself. And and also just revisit it, because I am a community operator. I'm also a social psychologist. So this is just an extra tool for me to go out and feel accredited that I can actually deal with some aspects that I didn't think was so important. Important to the healing of a person. And so Ati, thank you for sharing that so long with us and your amazing testimony. So we're going to catch up with you next week. And may the Lord use you in this time. I know you're doing a lot of schools and prisons and all that stuff in this next week. May the Lord continuously use you mightily for his glory and his kingdom, and that many men's minds and young boys and girls, that they have a huge shift towards making good decisions for themselves.
I thank you, Renette, for having me. God bless.
Okie dokes, everyone. Take care. Look after yourself. And we will see you same time next week. Same time. And yes, time is flying and we're heading towards Easter. So go out there, spend time with Jesus, and just seek him in this time with your whole heart, and just know that He is alive. He is alive. And we need to know that this is a very important time to reconnect with him. If you are feeling a little bit distant from him, just go out there, love on your family, share this time with your family, and stick to the rules. Till next week. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.